Book of X to Matt Flynn direct, 844-967-2789. And I have another announcement. We think that we may have cured the phone problem. So I would invite anybody listening, if you want to be sure about get something in, you can text it to 844-967-2789. Thank you for working with us. Sam's doing a terrific job trying to put this change of studio together. But I'd like you to feel free to call in. We want to test that with a call to see if we can hook you up. So the lines are open, 844-967-2789, as far as we know, for calls also. The second question of Joshua Madison is, why can't this be more like Afghanistan? Well, the reason is twofold. Number one, God forbid, if the Ruskies go in and manage to take it over, it will be very similar in the sense that there'll be a resistance. We will arm the resistance, and they will continue to chip away at the Ruskies. But there's a big difference between Afghanistan, a big difference between Afghanistan and Ukraine. Ukraine is a modern European city with a modern European infrastructure, separation of church and state, modified capitalism, rule of law. And if they went in, the Ruskies went into Stockholm, Sweden and did this, we defend them, and they're not in NATO, but they are part of Western culture. We respect all people. All people are equal, whether they're in the east or the west or the north or the south. But in Afghanistan, the only way you have a choice in Afghanistan. The British went in the 19th century. Ruskies went in 1980s. We occupied them for 20 years trying to help them. And not only don't you get gratitude, you get shot in the back. The reason is the difference in culture. They are an Islamic culture, a fundamentalist Islamic culture. The word Islam in Arabic means submission. The word jihad means struggle. You have a cultural imperative to forcibly convert, force to submit your neighbors, or exterminate them. When people have that kind of culture, they cannot be assimilated. The left in this country makes a very, very big mistake thinking we need more of that here, because they can be assimilated. They cannot be assimilated as long as they are committed to jihad and submission. And so the theory in Afghanistan, and one reason why Biden got out after 20 years and John McCain had suggested we stay in for 100 years, he said. That's what he said, 100 years, is because you can only pacify it through genocide. And we are not a genocidal people. Jihadists are. Putin is. Russia was leaning towards the West, and it should be Western, 19th century. They produced Pushkin, Dostoevsky, Tchaikovsky, and then they were a garbage dump through the 20th century, producing communism, invading. Well, I mean, they sided with Hitler to carve up Poland initially, until Hitler launched Operation Barbarossa and stabbed them in the back. And that you had two mass murderers, Hitler and Stalin, going after each other. And Stalin bats his eyes and goes, save me, save me. I'm on your side after all. No, you weren't on our side. You went in to divide up Poland again. That's the way they are. That's their kind. In the 1990s, they started to come around. They were great. We had preliminary discussions about admitting them to NATO. But they are, in effect, Russian jihadists, if I can snatch a term, out of the void. They believe in the submission or extermination of their neighbors for their culture, their crooked criminal culture. So no, there's no comparison in Ukraine and Afghanistan. Go to the line. CJ of Madison, thanks for calling. You are the guinea pig, CJ. We're going to see if these lines work, my friend. What do you got on your mind?
I've been known to do that. It's probably a call you didn't want, though, Matt. But, you know, as far as the State of the Union, you know, I think the president wants America not to believe their lying eyes of the last year and a half. Afghanistan and Ukraine have the one thing in common, and that's Biden-Harris weakness. They could have done a lot of these things to help Ukraine prior to this. We're going to watch an annihilation, and this president has done nothing to stop it. too little, too late. Never
mind. Yeah, CJ, you're forgetting something.
Soldiers that were lost.
Yeah, you're forgetting something. Trump is the one that was going to stop arms to Ukraine unless they got dirt on Biden. Trump is the one that had Mike Flynn and Don Trump Jr. call the Russians in a secret call after he was elected, saying that he would lift the sanctions against them imposed by Obama. Pompeo, I'll tell you what, Crooked Mike Pompeo, John Bolton said, now John Bolton was his NSA advisor and John Bolton's of Trump. John Bolton said that if Trump were president, he would not have even contested Putin's takeover because Putin had funded him and blackmailed him. So don't give me anything about Biden. He inherited a treasonous president's legacy of enabling Putin. And when it comes to Afghanistan, Trump was the one who recognized the Taliban instead of killing the Taliban. Trump was the one who invited them to Vienna and kicked the Afghan government out, told the Afghan government to let 5,000 terrorists, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, fundamental Islamic terrorists, out to kill American soldiers because he thought the Taliban would like that. Yeah, they did like it. Oh, they liked it quite a bit. And then Trump said, we're going to be out by May 1. Biden came in and said, no, we're not. There was a lot of uprising about that, and we took care of business. Biden said, all right, we'll get out in August. We were there 20 years. 20 years. They can't be assimilated. They believe in submission and extermination. Russia are quasi-European jihadists. They believe in submission and extermination. The Republican Party has betrayed the United States. The Republican Party, through Trump, Pompeo, and others, has said that Putin's a genius, that this was brilliant. They don't care about Ukraine. There are a couple of people with character, Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger. The Republican Party is the party of Putin. The Republican Party is the party that encouraged Putin. The Republican Party is not totally responsible, but somewhat responsible for Putin. And when he realized that he could dominate the American president for 4 years and could influence our election and turn it, thinks he can get away with murder, and Biden is in his way. Putin needs to be killed, just like Ceausescu in Romania. And I'm saying that from a historic point of view. That will happen. He is an animal. He is a disease-carrying rat, formerly known as a human being, formerly known as Vladimir Putin. He's not to be seen in human terms, and our objective should be to get rid of him. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.